USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death toll has risen to at least 48, with dozens more injured after a train carrying 490 people derailed in Taiwan. The train was traveling in the eastern part of the country when it went off the rails in a tunnel. Rescue crews have been continuing to work to free passengers trapped in the cars. As the border crisis continues, Senator Joe Manchin thinks it's past time for lawmakers to work on immigration reform.
Sending that message that we're not going to be taking people into this country until we get our ability to make sure we're able to do it and do it right.
The West Virginia Democrat visiting the southern border on Thursday and arguing he sees a human crisis there. The March jobs report is out, with the economy adding 916,000 new jobs in the month of March, the unemployment rate edging down to 6%. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Relief payments from President Biden's American Rescue Plan go out today to some people collecting Social Security and other federal benefits. The IRS saying the payments are directed at those who didn't file 2019 or 2020 income tax returns and didn't use the non-filers tool last year. The IRS saying most payments will be sent electronically and received by April 7th. A court rules on two states having a water dispute.
The state of Florida alleged that Georgia uses too much of the water that flows from the Atlanta suburbs to the Gulf of Mexico. The Flint and Chattahoochee Rivers in Georgia joined to form the Apalachicola River at the Florida line. Florida said that its neighbors' overconsumption is to blame for the decimation of their oyster industry. The court rejected Florida's claim, saying they failed to make their case, ending a long-running legal fight between the two states. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New details being released regarding a shooting that took place in California.
At least four people, including a child, were killed in a shooting at a Southern California business complex on Wednesday. The suspected gunman and a female victim were also shot and taken to a local hospital in critical condition. Police Lieutenant Jennifer Amott said a man locked the courtyards to block entrance to the buildings.
It appears the suspect used a bicycle-type cable lock to secure the gates from the inside on both the north and the south sides of the courtyard. Two officers engaged the suspect from outside of the gates, and an officer-involved shooting occurred.
California Governor Gavin Newsom tweeted, "It was horrifying and heartbreaking." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott has written to Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, encouraging him to join the senator's push for the Winter Olympic Games to be relocated away from China over its human rights violations. The senator saying he's also written President Joe Biden, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson to support the campaign. Scott saying he's not calling for a boycott of the Winter Games, as it would hurt only athletes who trained all their lives for the event. Beijing winning the hosting rights back in 2015. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.